I served in local government for 21 years, the last 12 years as mayor of Royston. And during that time, I had the opportunity and the privilege to be trusted with probably about $80 million worth of taxpayers' money and managed about 50 employees.
David Jordan there, a former city councilman, mayor in Royston, spoke with him, I don't know, a week or 10 days ago, as he is campaigning to be the DA in the Northern Circuit, right next door, Madison, Oglethorpe, Franklin, Hart, Elbert counties, the counties in that Northern Circuit, served for the past decade by our next guest, Parks White. The equal time portion of the program for the DA, elected in 2012, began serving in that circuit in 2013. Parks White running for re-election, the election a week away. Parks White, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I noted, and we talked about this with David Jordan, your challenger in the election that'll be decided a week from today. He mentioned that experience that he's had politically. I was on the city council, I was mayor in Royston, and I've done some lawyering. He did not mention prosecuting cases. You obviously have prosecuted any number of them over your decade plus of service there. I suppose, I don't know, you speak for yourself here, but if I'm Parks White, I'm banging that drum out on the campaign trail.
Yes, sir. I've prosecuted thousands and thousands of criminal cases, tens of thousands of criminal cases, and I've tried hundreds of jury trials. So I have a tremendous amount of experience in trying murder cases, armed robbery cases, child molestation cases, all sorts of cases, victim homicide cases, and That's been my stock in trade since 2003 when I finished law school. I've been in the process of being a trial attorney, either as an ADA when I first started out, or as a JAG where I represented sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen.
I don't know, and to put you on the spot here, I don't know if you do this or if lawyers do this. I don't know. Is there some kind of a batting average? You mentioned all the cases that you've tried and prosecuted. Do you keep up with the winning percentage? Is that even a thing?
In general, I'd say I have secured guilty verdicts in about 90% of the criminal cases I've prosecuted. And as far as when it comes to being a defense attorney, I only handled three cases in the Navy as defense counsel. All three of my clients were convicted at court-martial. However, none of them received a day of brig time.
Mm. All right. Again, Parks White, the DA in that circuit that includes Madison and Oglethorpe counties, also Franklin, Elbert, and Hart. Right, David Jordan, when we spoke with him, one of the points that he made, and he's going to emphasize this, I'm sure he is, over the course of the final few days of this campaign, look at all those outstanding cases. I think 5,300 is the figure that we are given, the backlog of cases yet to be adjudicated by your office, and he's hanging that on you as a reason why he should get your vote out there, and the voters in that circuit. What do you say when you hear that number?
Look, my response is the way that the Supreme Court of Georgia responded to COVID was crazy. They basically locked down the court system statewide, preventing us from being able to conduct grand jury sessions and trial jury sessions for nearly a year. And as you can imagine, that puts a lot of wrenches into the gears of this process. We're not able to get things through grand jury then, and indicted the way we should in the time we're supposed to get things through grand jury. And without the juries coming in during that period of time, we can't get individuals to plead guilty to significant things because no one wants to plead guilty and go to prison when they're out on bond without the jury coming in and the actual threat of a actual jury trial. Those cases can just begin to back up. And so that's created an issue, but we're working through it. Through 2022, 2023, the office took on 4,400 cases overall. We've closed 400 more cases than we opened during those 2 years. And since the beginning of 2022, we've closed more than 5,500 cases. So even the number he cites, we've closed that number in the last 2 years, more than that number in the last 2 years.
And so you mentioned COVID and the response to it. So if I were to, leave aside Clark and Oconee in that circuit, got our own issues in that circuit. But if I were to compare yours in terms of case backlog to, I don't know, the DA in Waycross or the DA in Rome or someplace, are they seeing similar things around the rest of the state in terms of backlog and tracing it right back to that reason, the COVID response?
Yes, statewide, there's the same issue that the COVID shutdown caused massive delays and caused backlogs to almost all of the circuits in the state of Georgia. Everybody is dealing with the same fallout from this pandemic response. So we're trying to our best to work through it. We think we have an effective plan. We think we're working through it effectively, and we plan to continue taking cases down and either trying them or resolving them. We've resolved so many cases just this week in Hart County. We're back in court this morning to resolve some more. We resolved more in Elbert County last week when I struck a jury in an aggravated assault case, and we moved through many other serious cases, including getting a guilty plea to murder and a guilty plea to robbery by force.
Again, serves Elbert, Hart, Franklin, Madison, and Oglethorpe counties, the Northern Judicial Circuit. Parks White wants another term. Election day a week away, early voting through Friday. What do we get wrong, we the public, as we look at our judicial system and as we focus on prosecutors and district attorneys? And I don't know, maybe most of us, our perception shaped in part by what we see, TV shows and movies and such. We don't get things right. You're on the inside. You know what you're seeing and dealing with. What are we missing out here that we should know more about?
Well, I think there's a large misconception among the public that our prison systems are full of like low-level marijuana dealers or something to that effect. They're not. Low-level drug possessors are treated with kid gloves. Marijuana is a misdemeanor. It can be adjudicated on a citation, 12 months probation, and a small fine. Lower-level drugs are stepping up from marijuana, though. When you come to possession of like cocaine and methamphetamine, those things have for simple possession, have a minimum term of 3 years in prison, and normally almost practically everyone gets a period of probation, followed by another period of probation, followed by a period of the residential substance abuse treatment program, or going to a probation detention center briefly to get some sort of treatment. So we use treatment for drug abusers and drug addicts. We use prison for drug dealers, and we use prison for violent offenders primarily. And that's what the public, I think, has this misconception that we're just locking up a bunch of poor drug abusers, and that's not the case.
Again, another week of campaigning. And oh, by the way, you're out there doing your job this morning as well. You mentioned in court and heading that way, I'm sure, as soon as we're done here. We'll let you go in a moment. But what is this last week of the campaign going to be like for you?
Oh, we'll be just running around and making contact with as many people as possible, putting out as much information. Some more of our mail is arriving over the next couple of days, and we'll have some presence on the radios, and we'll try to get in touch with as many people as we can and push them and encourage them to cast their vote for me. I'm hoping I can count on their vote. And I'm hoping I can continue to serve, because it's been a great pleasure serving as the district attorney of the Northern Judicial Circuit.
Again, Parks White, the DA in that circuit, Elbert, Hart, Franklin, Oglethorpe, and Madison counties. Election day a week away. Best of luck out there, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it so much.